I'm still trying to get out of my mind the picture of those teachers up here wiggling their toes and their wigs and speaking Munchkin language. It's quite a sight. All right, well, we have been waiting for this day to launch the storyline of the Bible, so let's go. Catherine Lee Bates, his words to the song America the Beautiful, invite us to take a sweeping look at our United States. From amber waves of grain to fruited plains, across the purple mountain majesties, past alabaster cities, from sea to shining sea. One of the verses begins, "O beautiful for halcyon skies." So let's imagine ourselves on a coast-to-coast flight on one of those calm, full visibility days where the pilot is able to call our attention to landmarks below. You've had that happen, haven't you? When you're on a plane and the pilot says, you know, look to your right, and you'll see the Mississippi or the Grand Canyon. Well, this is very much like what we're going to be doing for the next 10 weeks, except we will not be going from sea to sea, east coast to west. We will be going from the book of Genesis to Revelation, from the waters that were gathered together and called the sea by God in Genesis 1:9, to the river of the water of life in Revelation 22. Along the way, we will have landmarks brought to our attention as well, so that by the end of November, we will have had a sweeping overview of the Bible. Our landmarks will not be the Mississippi or the Grand Canyon, but verses like Genesis 12:1-3, and 2 Samuel 7:11-13. Out the window of our storyline plane, we will not be looking for amber waves of grain. For a different seed, we'll look for the identity of the seed mentioned in Genesis 3:15. Instead of alabaster cities, we will catch a glimpse of the temple and other dwelling places. So why is Women's Bible Study offering Storyline at this point? The Storyline curriculum has been offered at College Church in many venues over the past 15 years, from the family class to lay training courses to its current status as a foundations option in our adult community classes. Women's Bible Study ran a second track of Storyline from 1999 to 2001. Well, since the pastors of College Church were introduced to the storyline work of Graham Goldsworthy 15 years ago, it has been a recurring course. Why has College Church found storyline this important? It is an eye-opening basic Bible course for new and veteran students of the Bible. It presents the Bible as one book by teaching its themes and its overall theme of God redeeming a people to himself through Christ for his own glory. The next 15 minutes will be an introduction to Storyline, working through lesson one, or session one, of our curriculum called The Key and the Goal. So you might want to open your binders in order to jot down any notes. For next Wednesday, we are all to prepare lesson two on the first 11 chapters of Genesis. But for now, we're going to jump around lesson one a bit. Let's start with question 5 on page 3, which states, to the best of your ability, divide the Bible into its major sections. Our curriculum writers have us doing this not only because this is how the study is set up, moving sequentially from the Old Testament to the New, but to enable us to see the Bible as more than 66 separate books, to see it as one whole book. So if you have a Bible with you, turn to the table of contents at the beginning where these 66 books are listed. And if you don't mind marking in your Bible, you can bracket these categories. Otherwise, just jot them down there in your binder. But Genesis to Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Bible, is considered the law, or the Pentateuch. And we spend 3 weeks, lessons 2, 3, and 4, on these foundational books. They are packed with promises from God to his people. Our lesson 5 explores the next category, the historical books, and that runs from the book of Joshua all the way to Esther. The wisdom books, from Job to the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, is our lesson 6. And then the Old Testament is complete with the next category, the prophetic books, Isaiah to Malachi. And that's our lesson 7. On to the New Testament. The first 4 books of the New Testament are known as the Gospels and contain the accounts of Jesus' life on earth. And then the book of Acts stands alone as the account of the early church formed after Jesus' ascension. Lesson 10 includes the New Testament letters from Romans all the way to Jude. And then our last category, Revelation, is by itself with the category future. So as we cover the entire Bible in the next 10 weeks, we will develop a working knowledge of how these categories relate. We will be able to answer questions like, what is God doing to redeem a people in the books of the law? What is God doing in the book of Acts to redeem a people to himself through Christ for his glory? And how does what is happening in Acts connect to the promises given in Genesis? Every occupation or industry has its buzzwords or terms. The phrase donut hole means one thing to a kid's soccer team and another thing to seniors who are grappling with their prescription drugs and the gap in Medicare's coverage. Well, Storyline has its own buzzwords and phrases. At the top of the list is God redeeming a people to himself through Christ for his own glory. This sentence does succinctly capture the overall theme of the Bible. But do spend time on your own with questions 1 and 2 of today's lesson, writing your own storyline statement. It is a great pre-study exercise for us to articulate our own view of the Bible, allowing us to look back later on how that view might have changed as a result of our study. So we have this wonderful go-to, can't-go-wrong statement on the front of our binders, God redeeming a people to himself through Christ for his own glory. How do other scholars explain storyline? Well, Vaughn Roberts, who wrote the book God's Big Picture, based on the work of Graham Goldsworthy, calls the storyline the unfolding of God's plan to save the world through his son Jesus. J.I. Packer says that once we start to explore the Bible, it has an organic coherence that is simply stunning. Storyline is based on the idea that God has an ordered plan. Turn to the New Testament book of Acts, where we can read of this plan. And if you do not have a Bible today, make sure you stop at the commons desk right outside. There are Bibles available. But turn to the New Testament book of Acts, Acts 2. 22 to 24. We'll have a couple passages in Acts here. And this is Peter speaking to his fellow Jews. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. See those words, according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. God has a definite plan and has known his plan all along. As we move through the Old Testament this fall, we will see that the problem of sin that surfaces in the Garden of Eden is still there at the end of the Old Testament. What is God going to do? The problem of sin lingers. The Old Testament is an unfinished story. What is God going to do with the problem of sin and death in the New Testament? This tension, this yearning for a permanent solution to God and man's ongoing problem, is storyline. Because most of us know God's solution, we can relish every one of God's promises along the way. We can muse on every movement forward. Storyline is not static, it's moving. History is moving. We can watch the opening of every petal of the rosebud like a time-lapse camera as God reveals Jesus to be the solution. Jesus Christ is the revelation of the mystery of God's redeeming purposes. Turn back to page 1 of our study, if you would. And in the middle of the page, it says, This book, the Bible, is not the compilation of a variety of stories out of which we gain moral application, nor is it a book that tells the same story in a variety of ways. It is one story from start to finish, and our goal is to see how it unfolds in all its beauty, glory, and surprises. The Bible is one story. Scholars stress the fact that redemptive history, salvation history, storyline, whatever you want to call it, is one story. The Bible is written by many human authors, but it is ultimately written by one author, God. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that Scripture is God-breathed. The Bible has one purpose, the redemption of man, and it has one focal point, Jesus Christ. One story, one author, one purpose, one focal point. Let's go to the next chapter of Acts. We are in Acts 2. Turn to Acts 3, verses 18 to 26. Both these Acts passages are referred to in question 7, if you're taking notes. Well, Peter continues speaking and talking storyline when he says, "But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled." In this verse, verse 18, we hear storyline buzzwords, God foretelling and then fulfilling. God has a plan and carries it out, and we can see from this verse that Christ is the focus. One author, one focal point. I'm going to keep reading to verse 26. "Repent, therefore," he goes on in verse 19, "and turn again that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people.' And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaim these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." Did you notice Peter mentions either the Lord speaking or the Lord speaking through the prophets 4 times? Peter indicates that it's advantageous for the Jews to listen to the words of Moses and Abraham and the other prophets about the prophet, the servant, who is to be raised up to bless them and all the families of the earth. In our study, we're going to explore and follow these words from the Lord to Abraham and the other prophets in the Old Testament. We will have the same chance for repentance and refreshing that they had here in Acts. It is God's desire for us to know his plan and embrace it and be blessed. Over and over again in this short passage, Peter emphasizes that this plan is for his listener, for you, he says. In verse 20, "Christ appointed for you, Jesus." 22, "Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet.'" In verse 23, he's concerned about souls. And in verse 26, "God sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you." In question 10 on page 4, we are asked to go to Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. Go ahead and turn to Ephesians 1. Ephesians is the New Testament letter between Galatians and Philippians. The reason I know that is because years ago someone taught me, go eat pork chops. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10 starts with, He made known to us the mystery of His will. God's desire is that we know His plan. What is the ultimate goal of the storyline of the Bible according to Ephesians 1, 9, and 10? It reads, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, Jesus, with a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things upon the earth. God's whole plan is wrapped up in Christ. Christ is the mystery of His will. Isn't the ultimate goal of the storyline to know and accept Jesus' death and resurrection as God's answer to sin? To know that God's plan is centered on Christ? The Bible is one story. It has one author, God, one purpose, redeeming man, and one focus, Jesus Christ. The goals of our curriculum are listed on page 1 of lesson 1, but what else might we expect from 10 weeks of biblical overview? Storyline is a faith builder, no matter where we are in our spiritual walk. While you are reading Genesis 1 this week in preparation for lesson 2 next week, notice the repeated words, and it was so. When God speaks creation, and it was so follows. When God speaks, it is so. When God promises, that promise will be fulfilled. We live in a world of uncertainty, don't we? We don't know who's going to be our next president. We don't know what our next mammogram will show. This fall, our hearts will be ingrained with the certainty of God's word. When our storyline course is completed, we will find that it is not really over. After completing a storyline course, I have found that when faced with difficulties and uncertainties, I am quicker and better able to rest in Jesus, to rest in God's bigger plan, to rest in a creator who has worked through history and continues to work toward restoring a people to himself through Christ Jesus. Why am I quicker and better able to do these things? Because I have followed God's promises from Genesis to Revelation, from the sea in Genesis 1:9 to the river of the water of life in Revelation 22. And I learned that what God says is so. We as storyline students will be able to live with greater certainty in an uncertain world because we have seen in black and white on the pages of the Bible God's promises come to fruition. Let's close in prayer using the words of Peter. Peter is really our storyline guy, isn't he? These words are from 2 Peter 1:4. Lord God, you have granted us your precious and very great promises so that through them we may become partakers of divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sin. We give you thanks for your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.